Oh, wow. It's been forever since I made a recording. I need to go walking more. It's cold enough now, at least it doesn't want to go walking in the mornings. So, I'm just walking from home to work. Nice deal. And, I've been good watching the Red Green Show. Canada's greatest export. Besides FBTV. And, it's so much. That's so much fun. Totally politically incorrect now. Canadian broadcasters probably wouldn't tolerate it. Now, that's part of the fun. It's a sad, sad world these days that there's entire parts of thought, comedy, that are just not, it's not acceptable anymore. Anyway. Last Saturday, we took a trip out to Grant. Well, let me tell you, I've been doing more. Get up at some ungodly hour in the morning, hop in the car, bundle these up in there, and go off somewhere. We by 7 o'clock in the morning, we were in Grant. Which is a dirty, 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 dirty little town. Anyway, took out a few places. Lisa really liked this cabin with a view. There's a place in Tucumcari that she was hankering to get for $16,000. I don't know myself. So, Kevin was in pretty rough shape. Lisa's got some standards, and I don't. You know, just goes to show you, if Lisa passes away for one reason or another, I might not have a problem living under these such conditions. So anyway, we we saw several houses. Not bad. The prices were pretty good. But when it came down to it, Lisa said, no, I'm not going to live here. And it's like, okay. I'm a little sad about. But you know what? This is what life's all about. I made a promise to Lisa that she'd get to choose our next place. And let me tell you, we went to church. I don't remember if I brought this up before, but we went to church to Fort Sumner. And met up with Leanne Morris. And then have to bring up that Brenda was retiring here shortly. And boy, you should have seen Lisa just light up like a Christmas tree. Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever seen her. No, I've seen her that excited. But, anyway, so that's kind of where things are kind of looking now. I've put in applications for Cibola County, which I thought would be a dang fun place to to do extension and to live and stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't actually, but anyway. And then so we pulled that application. I'm sure they were going, oh, yes! I know Leanne a lot. She'd go, oh, you're much more qualified than our other candidates. I said, yeah, yeah. So, unless something else pops up in the interim that seems interesting, Deming is available right now, but I don't know. Lisa doesn't want it. You gotta take what you can get. Ag's going a little futzy. You gotta fill ag positions before you fill home ec positions, so that's the way that goes. I'll still keep my eye on it. I mean, the whole thing of the family already having a house in Tucumcari is a big seller for Lisa these days, believe it or not. I mean, a month ago, Lisa would rather go into great debt than live in my mother's house, and now she's kind of, she's warming up to it. Lisa's a interesting family, but I'm learning how to make things happen for her. Lisa's kind of slow to warm up. I saw it in Brenna, but I didn't really attach it to her mom. So, that's okay. You know, I think Lisa's wanting some nostalgia. And you know what? What else has Jean Grey got but nostalgia? You can't do anything much else. Keeps getting smaller and smaller. The county itself's only got about 8,000 people in it now. Tucumcari, probably below 5,000 now. Although they'll fight pretty hard to make sure it doesn't sound like that. And you embrace it, man. Embrace the burn. Look, them big box stores aren't going to wipe you out anymore. Now, the internet may still do a damage to you if you're going to open something that sells small things, but, you know. Things that make sense to a local economy. Stuff like that. The Racino. Constant flounder around. Lordsburg wants a Racino. And they're going, Arizona's got gambling. Texas doesn't. And they go, yeah, Mexico wants something that will be economically viable. The people at the end of the Mountain Gods, Rio Dosa Down, stuff like that, they don't really want Clovis to get a gaming place because they feel like it would cut in on their business. They feel like Tucumcari is far enough north that it really doesn't affect them. So, we'll see what happens. When you're going, oh, it's going to be horrible for the community, and you go, you know what? The community's so far gone. Maybe it doesn't even matter. If nothing else, some of the people in TK have to clean themselves up to make themselves presentable for working at this place. I'll mostly do custodial, janitorial stuff. Now we'll get a few more people in that are a little bit more, you know. Tucumcari is far enough away from things that if you put a Racino there, the people who have to work there, they're gonna have to probably live there. You know, it's not like, well, I'm going to live in Amarillo and commute back and forth. And you go, no, or Albuquerque. you know, I want to go someplace decent. Well, it looks like unless something dramatic changes, we're probably going to have two concurrents. I came to the realization Eddie, Carl's dad, got a horrible economy right now. Oh, it's got a horrible economy, period. Housing is terrible there. They don't have enough housing. The cyclical nature of oil and gas, which is the bulk of their economy, crazy, boom and bust, and can't say that these things aren't going to continue cycling. They used to cycle slower. It used to be 20 or 30 years either side. I think that's shrunk a lot. And now I often accentuate the differences too much. Anyway, but yeah, the housing price was immense. And I've got to remember, I'm a one earner household. At least it doesn't work. Never really had much of an interest in working. Anyway, so anyway, looking pretty good. But I'll go here Eastern for a little while longer. So all these things come together. Maybe summertime. I'm going to start pulling out anyway. Alright. Thank you.